Today, Shir, we're going to dedicate Le'ili Nishmas Harav Yehuda Meir Ben Harav Yaakov Shimon Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This was Rav Meir Shapiro, Zatzal, whose 73rd yahrzeit was this past Sunday, Zion Mar Cheshvan, and he was the person who came up with the idea of Daf Yomi, where a Jew learns a Daf Gemara every day, and this has spread all over the world. He was also the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, and unfortunately he didn't have any children, but he used to refer to the Daf Yomi and to the students and the institution of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin as meine Kinder. These are my children. So in his memory, we're going to dedicate this year. We left off in the last year discussing the Midah of Kina, how it has to do with Parshas Bereishis, and we were going to explain the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, and we will begin this year with the famous Chazal in Pirkei Avos, HaKina v'hataiva v'hakavod motziin es ha'adam min ha'olam, that jealousy and desire and honor take a person out of this world. These three midos tovo, midos roes, these three bad midos, cause a person, an individual, to be affected in a negative way, and it can cause a person illnesses, what's known as psychosomatic illnesses. A person, by his negative emotional character traits, can have an effect on his body. And Shlomo HaMelech tells us in I believe it's in Mishlei, Rekev Atzomois Kino, that jealousy can rot the bones. And it can cause a person not only to get physically sick, but eventually, God forbid, to die even before he normally would have died, because he's bringing on himself illness, and eventually could lead to chas shalom death itself. It's interesting that yesterday on the train I picked up a newspaper, which I usually don't read, and I guess I picked it up just for the following thing. The following little article caught my eye, and it says Bone Deep Depression. And the headline is from Jerusalem, and it says the following: depression can lead to brittle bones. Israeli scientists found in a study that also suggested antidepressants could be used for osteoporosis. The scientists at Jerusalem's Hebrew University said mice that were given drugs to induce behavior similar to human depression suffered from a loss of mass in their bones. After the mice were given antidepressants, their bone density increased, along with their levels of activity and social interaction. According to the findings to be published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So we want to say to this news release by Reuters that actually we already had this, we didn't need the Hebrew University in the year 2006, or Tavshin Samach Zion, but Shlomo HaMelech already thousands of years ago knew what they have just uncovered, and he said it, Rekev Atzomois Kina, that jealousy rots the bones, exactly what the scientists just found out. So, and not only is it on an individual level, but it causes the whole Mino Anushi civilization. If they are caught up in this, we find in the last Parshios that this causes destruction to civilization. We spoke last week about Cain. He had the meat of Kina. This pshat that I'm saying now, the Svas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, says in the name of the Chidush Yerim, who says it in the name of the Kuznetzer Magid, that these three bad meters of Kina, Taiva, Kovet, we found in the beginning of the history of the world. Kina was Kayin, Taiva, desire, was the Dor HaMabul. It says the Dor HaMabul committed Averis of lust and desire. And Kavod, honor, was the Dor HaFloga. they wanted to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to build a tower, and who says that Hashem is the boss in the world? We're going to challenge Hashem. We could fight Hashem. So they pursued honor, and in each of these cases, what did it cause in the world? It caused destruction. The Mabul came to destroy the Dor HaMabul, and the Dor HaFloga, they were dispersed all over the world, and the unity that was there with one language of Lashon HaKodesh, they started different languages, and somebody asked for a hammer, and he was given a saw, and they got mixed up. They didn't know what each wanted, and they started fighting with each other, and they dispersed all over the world. And Cain, of course, was eventually killed by his seventh generation descendant because of what he had done to Hevel. So in each of these cases, civilization itself showed this idea of kinna, taiva, v'kavod, motzien es adam and oilam. They take a person away from the world. It causes physical harm and death and destruction. We just want to begin the shiur by speaking about kinna to finish off last week's shiur, and we're going to speak a little bit about, hopefully with time permitting, about the opposite of jealousy, which is joy. If a person is able to have a good eye, jealousy, the Chazal also say that ayin ra and ruach gavoa, nefesh rechava, these were the midos of Bilam HaRasha. So jealousy is caused by ayin ra, but if a person has an ayin tova, he can fagin, he can allow that others can, he's not jealous of other people. So that leads that a person is not sad and depressed. He doesn't bother him that somebody has something that he doesn't have, and that leads to the opposite of joy. So let us start with we spoke about jealousy, and it's interesting that the word Cain, who was the example of jealousy in Parshas Bereishis, the word Cain means kinyan, to acquire something. So he was called Cain, the pasuk says. His mother called him Cain because Kanisi Ish Es Hashem. As Rashi there explains, with my husband together, I and Hashem. It says there's three partners to a person. His mother, his father, and Hashem. So with my husband and Hashem, I acquired a new person. I got a child. So I was Kolne. I acquired a person. But the word Cain can also come from kinna, jealousy. So the Mephoshim explain that the possessions cause a person to be jealous of another person. He has this beautiful car or beautiful house, and I don't have it. The Ramban explains that that's why his brother was called Hevel. And it does, by Cain, it says a reason. Cain, because Kanisi Ishes Hashem, I acquired a new person in the world. But by Hevel, it doesn't give the reason. The Ramban says it was the reason is because it was associated with Cain, meaning that if you get things, they're really Hevel. They're not. You know, they look like important things. A beautiful car, a beautiful home. They give the appearance of beautiful things. But really, as Shlomo HaMelech said in the Koheles, Hakol Hevel. This is all. This is not the real meaning of life. Is values and good character traits and mitzvahs and Torah, but kinyanim, just acquiring things, that is hevel. So her other son, she called Hevel, to tell us this. So Cain was also called Cain because at the end, what did he personify? He personified kinna. So this was what Cain represented. We mentioned last week that the whole Parshas Bereishis is full of kinna. We mentioned that even Hashem had to get a forgiveness from the Korban of Rosh Chodesh because as he allowed one midah in the world to exist, all the other one bad midah, and that was kinna. All other bad midas came into the world after Chava and Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. Then these bad midas entered the system. Before that, there were no bad midas. The only one bad midah was kinna, And as a result of it, the moon was jealous of the sun. And what did Hashem have to do? He made the moon smaller than the sun. So Hashem says on every Rosh Chodesh, when you bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, you're bringing it Lashem, meaning you're forgiving me. In a sense, it's my fault. I let the meat of Kina be around before, without eating the Eitz Hadas. So I myself, Hashem says, I like need a kapora, I need forgiveness. I'll get my forgiveness when you bring the korban on Rosh Chodesh. The sawyer, the goat that is brought as a korban on Rosh Chodesh, is lechatas Lashem. It's forgiveness for Hashem's sin that he let the meat of Kina be here in the world. And as a result, the Nachash, the Levana was jealous of the moon, and therefore Hashem had to make it less. And then the Nachash was jealous of Adam's life. What a great life he has. I wish I had that life. And he used Kina to fool Chava. He says, Hashem told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas because Hashem is going to be jealous of you. If you eat from the Eitz Hadas, then you'll know as much as Hashem. You'll know good and bad just like Hashem. And a carpenter is jealous of another carpenter. A doctor is jealous of another doctor. Hashem will be jealous of you. So the Nachash used the mead of Kina to rile up Chava. And finally she did the Aveira of eating from the Eitz Hadas. So last week we asked the question, the question was, why does the Haftorah of Mochar Chodesh preempt the regular Haftorah of Bereshis? Okay, it's true that on Sunday and Monday was Rosh Chodesh, and on Shabbos it was Mochar Chodesh. The next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, but there's nothing special in Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's not a Yontif. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, we find that the Haftorah is always from the holiday and not from the Parsha, but normally it's from the Parsha. Why, we ask the question, why does Erev Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, why do you read the Haftorah of Mochar Chodesh? Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. And we spoke out the whole story of David and Yonason, and we asked the question, why were they waiting for Rosh Chodesh to find out if Shaul is still angry at David and wants to kill him? The answer, we gave an answer from Rav Schwab, but according to now, this whole development about Kina, we understand it also. Because why was the new moon made smaller? Why is the moon made smaller? A, it shrunk, it's not as big as the sun. B, it always gets smaller or bigger. It gets bigger, then it goes down again. It has this revolving cycle. That all has to do with the jealousy of the moon from the sun. So on Rosh Chodesh is the time when they wanted a fix. Yonason and David wanted a fix this bad mead of jealousy that was in the world. David is the person best to do it. David said, Anoichi Tolas V'loyish, he says in Tehillim. I'm a worm and I'm not a person. David is the one who unites all of the Jewish people together. He's not jealous of anybody. Shaul was jealous, had in him a little, even though he was a tzaddik, but he had in him some jealousy about David. It made him not see David, who David really was. He considered David a threat to him. But David is the epitome of someone who has no jealousy. What am I jealous? I'm a little worm. I'm nothing. So David hoped that with Yonason together, they could break this mead of jealousy. But then they saw that Shaul was upset. He threw a spear. He wanted to kill David. They saw he's still angry at David. But Rosh Chodesh is the right time, because the moon is the symbol of something that was affected by jealousy. And now David and Yonason were trying to break that jealousy. Unfortunately, they failed. Perhaps if they would have been successful, Mashiach would have come. If they would have been able to destroy this bad meat of jealousy in the world, they would have been successful in uniting the Jewish people, and Mashiach could have come, all good things could have come. They were unsuccessful. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan says, why don't they have the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? Because they were the Chava, unfortunately, was the one who caused Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and she was affected by this talk of the Nachash. Oh, Hashem's going to be jealous of you. That's why he doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why was the Levana made smaller? Also because of jealousy. La'asid Lavoi, the Pasuk says that Or Halvana Ka'ara Chama. The Levana will come back and will be as big as the sun. But right now in the world, the Levana is not as big as the sun. It has the effects of jealousy, which jealousy, we says, causes destruction in the world. Causes destruction to a person on a personal level. It causes destruction to humanity, to civilization. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's why women who are affected by jealousy, they are the ones who they can't say Kiddush Levana, because jealousy is what affected the Levana also. Mirtz Hashem, when maybe lost in love, when Kina will be destroyed from the world, then they'll be able once again to have to do with the Levana. But right now they're excluded. So based on all of this, we understand why we say Mocher Chodesh a day before Rosh Chodesh, if it comes out on Shabbos, because this lesson to destroy jealousy, this is such an important lesson that it preempts the regular Haftorah. And Rabbi Schlesinger, who Shir I'm saying over, pointed out that in Parshas Bereishis, the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh, in fact, does have a tremendous connection with the Parsha. And as in any other Parsha, we would have a question that the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh has nothing to do with the Parsha. If you have Mocher Chodesh, if Shabbos is, let's say, Parshas Lech Lecha, this week's Parsha, if it would come out to being Erev Rosh Chodesh, the day before Rosh Chodesh, then the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh would have nothing to do with the Parsha. In the case where we had it last week, in Parsha, 2 weeks ago, Parsha's Bereishis, where the whole theme of Parsha's Bereishis, as we explained, had to do with jealousy, and Mocher Chodesh also has to do with jealousy, because that's the new month, and we were saying that David hoped to fix up the midah of jealousy. So the Haftorah in that case fits in beautifully with the whole theme of the Parsha itself. Now, the Elio Rabba says that part of the Kiddush Levana ceremony is that we say to each other, Shalom Aleichem. When you have like three Jews, it's better to have a minion. But if you have three Jews, if you're only one person yourself, then you have to say it yourself. If you can't say it after the 14th day of the month, so if you're stuck and you have nobody around, you have to say it. But the point is, part of it is to say Shalom Aleichem. So the Elio Rabba says, because Rabbi Schlesinger said it very beautifully, when somebody says Shalom Aleichem at Kiddush Levana, he looks around, like, is this a guy that I want to say Shalom Aleichem to? Is he a richer guy than me and I'm jealous of him, I can't stand looking at him? Or he says, that's a guy you should say, usually you say Shalom Aleichem to three different people. He says, that guy, that's someone you should say all three times to him. Look him straight in the face. And your idea on when you're saying this Kiddush Levana, this whole tefillah once a month, is that you don't have jealousy of anybody. We want to have the moon back to its original way. I just said Kiddush Levana, I believe it was last night, two nights ago. I don't remember already. But whenever I said it, I noticed in the tefillah, you'll see, listen to the words of the tefillah. May it be your will, Hashem, lemalois pegimus halvana, that the missing part of the moon will get filled up. There won't be any more any miut, any lessening of the moon. The moon should become like this light of the sun. Ukaor shivas yimei bereishis, like it was originally. We know that the light of the sun was diminished. It was also kept for tzaddikim la'asid lavoi, right? But it should come back, like during creation. K'may shahaysa kaidem miyuta, like it was before it became less. Shenema as shnei hamayras hagdolim. How is the moon created? Equal to the sun. the Yiskayim Banu Mikra Shekasev, and the Pasuk should be fulfilled. Uvikshuas Hashem Alekehem, they will search for their God. There will not be any more jealousy in the world. The Ace David Malkam Amen, and David their king. So how does David get involved here? The answer is, David was such a humble person, he was the opposite of jealousy. He wasn't jealous of Shaul, he wasn't jealous of other people. I'm a worm, a nachi plas layish. David is the epitome of somebody who didn't have in himself the midah of kina, of jealousy. And we say in the tefillah, David Malch Yisrael chai v'kayim, a person who doesn't have jealousy, every day is a rich day of joy and happiness. Nothing is making him sad and depressed. The other person, chas v'shalom, who's consumed by jealousy, he's upset all the time, he's angry at himself, at his friend, at Hashem, everything is bad for me, so he every day, every minute that he lives, he's a minute closer to death. His life is not a positive one. And we say here in this tefillah, David Malchal Chai V'Kayim, David represents life, because he was not consumed by jealousy. So the tefillah fits in very beautifully. So basically, this is the idea that Rabbi Schatzinger wanted to promote about getting rid of jealousy. Now, what I would like to add is that if a person is successful in getting rid of the bad midos that we spoke about, the mid of kain that was kina, the mid of the dor amabel which was taiva, and the bad midah of the Dor HaFlogo, which was Kavod. If you get rid of that, then you don't have to go to a psychiatrist, you don't have to go to a psychologist, you don't have to take medication, antidepressants. You're full of joy. If we could really do that, we would be full of joy. What I just want to finish the shiur with is a beautiful pshat that I recently saw from, it's in a sefer called Noos HaDesha, and it is from, there was a famous father and son. One was the Sachachover Rebbe, who wrote a sefer known as the Avnei Nezer, and he had a son, Shmuel, who wrote a sefer, Shemi Shmuel, and they say together, the father and the son say a beautiful pshat in a Gemara, which we recently had in the Daf Yomi. And it's a very fascinating Gemara, enigmatic Gemara, where the Vilna Gaon, one story I read was that in a sefer Mor HaGadol, which tells us about the Vilna Gaon, he brings there that the Vilna Gaon, his mechutin, asked the Vilna Gaon, tell me pshat in this Gemara, explain it to me. So the Rabbi Vilna Gaon said to his mechutin, 40 days I fasted to get pshat in this Gemara, and a malach had to come and tell me, and you didn't fast 40 days, and I'm not a malach, so I can't tell it to you. That's the story. Subsequently, the Vilna Gaon wrote an explanation on this Gemara. He wrote it down. So I don't exactly understand. He didn't want to tell his mechutin, yet he wrote it down. Maybe he didn't want to tell him what the malach told him, but he wrote a different pshat. I'm not exactly clear. But anyway, I heard that it's written in a sefer that the Vilna Gaon said that if I came down to this world only to explain this Gemara, it would be worthwhile coming down to this world. So I don't know what the Vilna Gaon said. I'm going to tell you a different pshat. But it's a fascinating Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Hanu tre mini. There were two non-believers, two apikarsim. Chad shmei sasom. One of them's name was Joy, Sasom, V'chad Shmei Simcha, and one of their name was Happiness, Simcha. Amar Le Sasson Le Simcha. So Sasson, Mr. Sasson, said to Mr. Simcha, Ano Adifna Menach, I'm better than you. Dichsev, Sasson V'Simcha Yasigu. It says in the Torah that, in Tanakh, it says that the joy and happiness they will reach. What is it put first? Me, Sasson. The Marshah, a commentary on the Gemara, says that the Apikorsim always used to try to bring proofs from the Psukim, from Navi, Tanakh, to their beliefs. But as I heard from Rabbi Rakowski, Rosh Yeshiva of Artsmech, he said, we shouldn't listen to anything the Apikursim say if they say a pshat in the pasuk, even if it looks right, because they're always doing it to promote themselves, like we see here. What is Sasson? What's his pshat? Oh, I'm me. I'm bigger than Simcha. Amalei Simcha l'Sasson. Simcha said back to Sasson, Ano adif n'menach. I'm better than you. Dechsev Simcha v'Sasson l'Yehudim. It says by Megillas Esther that there will be happiness and joy to the Jews. Then the Gemara, so the Marsha says that each one canceled out each other. You see that Sasson is not right and Simcha is not
they're
right.
They're both happy.
They're both, okay, we'll soon see, because in Lashon Kodesh, there's never a word, there's no synonyms. In English, you have synonyms, two words that mean exactly the same. Rav Samson von Hirsch and the Malbim are two of the commentaries who always show us that a word that looks the same is not the same. It has a different nuance. We'll soon see how the Sachet Shavar over here, the Shem Yishmul, explains what does Sasson mean and what does Simcha mean. But then the Gemara ends with this unbelievable story. The Amalei Ahi Mina Dishmei Sasson Ravua, the Min, the Apikoros, whose name was Sasson, said to Rabavuha, in the future you are going to draw water for me. Dichsiv Ushafta Mayim Besasson. You should draw water with joy. So Rabavuha answered, if it would say in the Pasuk, Lissasain, to Sasain, that we're going to draw water, you'd be right. But hashta dechsev b'sasson, it says we're going to draw water with sasson. What does it mean? Mashke dahu gavra mashvin legudo malina be'mayim. We're going to take the skin of that person called sasson, and we're going to make a jug out of it, and we're going to fill it with water. So he says here, hamayim are ploy. This story is pella. It's like we don't understand what it's saying. So that's why the Vilna Gaon said if he would only have come down to this world to explain this Gemara, it would be worthwhile coming down. What is their pshat? So they say a beautiful pshat here. So the son, first we'll start with the Shem Yishmul, the son. He says that you know what this Gemara is teaching us? If the story is brought down, it must be teaching us a lesson. The lesson is, as was said here before, that a Jew needs Sasson and Simcha. What is the difference between Sasson and Simcha? They're not the same. We said every word has a different connotation. The difference, he says, between Sasson and Simcha is the following. Simcha is the happiness that a person gets from day-to-day life. It's not, a person is in ecstasy. That's Sasson. Sasson, it says, like when a person finds a treasure, I'm happy, David Amal said, about your Torah. Like someone who's excited, oh, look, I just found a treasure. So that's a high, that an ecstasy that a person gets from a sudden, unexpected joy. So both Sasson and Simcha have an advantage and a disadvantage. The advantage of Simcha is that it's there day in, day out. It stays with a person. The disadvantage is that you can't get to such a high state of joy. The advantage of Sasson is that you can get to a very high state of joy, more than Simcha. The disadvantage is easy come, easy go. It's here today, gone tomorrow. It's not consistent day to day. So just as quickly as it comes, it can dissipate, it can go away just as quickly. So the Gemara is telling us, one said Simcha is better than Sasson, one says Sasson is better than Simcha. The truth is, they both are, one is better than the other, but you need both. A Jew believes you need both. In other words, how can I come to Sasson if I'm always in a state of Simcha? Then there are times where the Simcha will cause me to have great happiness. How do I keep on a daily, day in, how do I not get burnt out? If I have the sasson, that will keep me in my steady happiness of Simcha, it will keep. So I need happiness and I need joy together. But here is the main point. We began this year with saying that we have to stay away from akinah, v'ataiva, v'akovet. And we have to go without those bad meters to happiness and joy. But now, you know what was the mistake of the two apikursim? Their mistake was they thought that Sason and Simcha have a purpose in themselves. That's what he told him. He said, you're going to draw water for me. So Rav Avuah answered him, this is the pshat of his father, the Avnei Nezer. Rav Avuah answered him, no, you have it wrong. If it would say, Lissasoin, people want to be happy. What's the purpose of happiness? So in America, people think that happiness is the end. Ushaftemayim Lissasoin. But it doesn't say that. That's what the Apikoros thought. You Jews are going to draw water for me. I'm going to be the... That's what the American civilization believes. That the purpose of life... You got to be happy. You have to be in a state of ecstasy, of joy and happiness. No. Ushaftemayim Bissasoin. Sasoin is... Imagine, says the Avnei Nezer, if a person has a jug, and the jug is empty. There's no... He's thirsty... And he opens up the jug, there's nothing in it. Then this beautiful jug, this leather jug, whatever it's made out of, is worthless. He doesn't have the water. The purpose of the jug is to hold the water in it. So it says in the Pasuk, Ushafta Mayim Bisasoid, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. What is water representing, Chazal say? It represents Torah and mitzvahs. The purpose of happiness is Ivdu Es Hashem Bisimcha. With simcha, with joy, with, yes, a Jew has to be happy. But it's not that it's a goal in and of itself. It's the purpose of the jug of Sasoin is for the water that's contained within the jug. So you have it all wrong, he was telling that, because you thought that happiness is the end all. It's the goal of life to be happy. No. The purpose is to do Torah mitzvahs. But you do better Torah mitzvahs if you're happy, if you're besimcha. You're in a state, you have the jug. You're full of simcha, you're full of sasoin, then you do the mitzvahs with more enthusiasm. But the purpose is the water inside the jug. So Los and Lavoi, we're going to skin you, we're going to make a bag out of you, and through you we're going to come, through simcha, through sasoin, we're going to come to Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha.